here's a story from The World.
China's five-year blueprint has impacts far beyond its own borders, like how it tackles climate change. China emits more greenhouse gas pollution overall than any other country. Many environmentalists were hoping that Beijing's latest long-term plan would map out a major change. Instead, it offers only incremental ones. The World's environment correspondent Carolyn Beeler has more.
Chinese President Xi Jinping surprised the world in September when he announced something that was a major change. He told the UN that his country would reach carbon neutrality, emitting no new carbon that it didn't offset, by 2060.
We have to form quickly a green way of development and of life and build the ecological civilization and a beautiful earth.
His announcement marked a major departure from previous policy, but there were no specifics on how the country would get there. So all eyes looked ahead to the release of this five-year plan. Suthin Lei works on the climate action tracker at the new Climate Institute think tank.
Whatever is said on the international community or for media, it only means something if it's also reflected in the five-year plan.
Activists set their hopes pretty high for this plan. Instead of hitting peak carbon emissions by 2030, as President Xi announced in September, they'd hoped the country might move that date forward.
What everyone really wanted was an earlier peaking year. There's lots of analysis that suggests China can peak carbon emissions earlier if they want.
And they looked for a signal that China would put a cap on coal, which the country is heavily dependent on for power and jobs.
This is the kind of runaway train in China.
But the plan has no such sweeping changes, and Lei calls it underwhelming. Speaking to the party conference today, Premier Li Keqiang said China will continue to promote coal while making a major push to develop new energy sources. The plan doesn't set a hard cap on emissions either. Instead, it ties carbon reduction targets to economic output. That's similar to the last five-year plan. And its renewable energy target is also in line with one previously set.
There's nothing really new or exciting in these headline targets. And so I think that's probably the most disappointing piece.
This is Angel Hsu, an assistant professor of environment and energy at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. But she says this makes sense. Five-year plans require years of negotiations. She wouldn't expect a blueprint for how to meet an ambitious new target set just in September to be included in this one.
So I still think that there's a window for China to come up with those specific details that could then enhance the climate and energy targets that we're seeing. To me, I'm still optimistic.
There is one big change in this plan, though, that some believe signals a shift in how China thinks about economic growth and sustainable development. The plan is the first in recent years to not have a five-year target for growth in China's gross domestic product, or GDP. Some say China doesn't want to set a goal it can't meet amid pandemic-era uncertainty. But Alvin Lin thinks there's more to it. He's the China Climate and Energy Policy Director at the Natural Resources Defense Council in the Beijing office.
Dropping that GDP growth target is kind of a signal from central policymakers to the provincial and city officials that they shouldn't just focus on GDP growth anymore.
Environmental factors should also be considered.
It's a change in mindset about what development means within China. I think that's the positive way to read this.
There may be more signals from China soon enough. Another big announcement about carbon emissions is likely to come later this year ahead of a key UN climate meeting in Glasgow. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.